Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, how many times have we heard this same song and dance? How many times have you heard the Democrats, the liberals, the left-wingers say, aha, we have Donald Trump this time. Donald Trump is going to prison. Donald Trump is going to be forced to step down as the president. Donald Trump is going to be behind bars. How many times have we heard that? Quite a few times now. And before I start on the crux of this show, I want to tell you something. If in all the years that this has been going on, Donald Trump had turned out to be a Russian asset, Donald Trump had turned out to be someone who funneled money into foreign banks to avoid taxes, Donald Trump had been someone who tried to bribe the president of the Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Donald Trump had been someone who tried to blackmail Georgia officials into finding or manufacturing votes to make him win a state and thus an election, my support for Donald Trump would have ended at that moment. All you had to do was prove it to me. But, of course, you could not prove it to me because none of those things actually did happen. And this is a fantasy of the left. You will notice that what the left does on a regular basis is they will manufacture crimes that they themselves probably would have committed if they had been in his position. And they figure, he must have done this. I would have done it. He must have. That's what I would have done. He must have. It's a little bit like the spouse who always says, you're cheating on me, aren't you? When in fact, you're the one who's probably doing it and you're manifesting your guilt. Well, folks, here we go again. Now they say Donald Trump has somehow broken campaign finance law or filing laws or whatever it happens to be because he allegedly paid Stormy Daniels $120,000 to go away during the 2016 campaign when she clearly was blackmailing him, clearly was extorting him. Now, for the benefit of people who have been living in a cave and they don't know this story, Stormy Daniels came forward during the 2016 campaign claiming she had an affair with Donald Trump, a consensual affair, maybe just a one-night stand with Donald Trump, and that she was going to blow the lid off this. As if somehow, suddenly, the side that says it's nobody's business what couples do, it's nobody's business what happens in the bedroom, it's nobody's business if someone wants to have a relationship where they're an open relationship, it's nobody's business what people's sexuality is, all of a sudden, if Donald Trump had an affair, that somehow disqualifies him from being the president, which in itself is laughable considering Bill Clinton is still held in the highest regard imaginable in Democratic circles, when not only did he have an affair, he did it in the Oval Office of the White House with his wife upstairs. And that's perfectly fine. Donald Trump says it never happened. I don't know if it happened. You don't know if it happened. Alvin Bragg doesn't know if it happened. The Democratic Party doesn't know if it happened. Here's what we do know happened. A woman who was a former porn star who had said on several occasions, it never happened. We never had a sexual relationship. we did meet. We were in the same place, but there was no sexual contact. Then decides, I'm going to say we did. And I want money, or I'm going to tell my story to the press in order, for no other reason, than to try to sabotage your campaign. That's extortion. That's illegal. I don't see Stormy Daniels in jail. I don't see Stormy Daniels going to prison. I don't see her being investigated for lying, for saying nothing happened and then trying to extort money from someone by saying it did happen. I don't see people going after her. No, she's heroic because she's going after Donald Trump. But even if it happened, folks, and again, no one knows whether it happened or not, but even if it did, it's not against the law. Now, what they're trying to say is he falsified documents when he wrote this off somehow as a legal expenditure. Well, number one, if that's the case, that is a misdemeanor. That's not a felony. That does not require you to be arrested. That requires a fine. Number two, he says that did not. Number three, and maybe the most important factor is, even if it did, it's too late. It's too late. It's been how many years? This is supposed to happen in 2007. He filed the paperwork. I don't know when. The time for filing any charges against him is long past. Statute of limitations is done. You can't arbitrarily say, well, we're bringing back the statute of limitations to 12 years, 14 years, 18 years, however long we want. No, you can't do that. Now, I've heard some lawyers, some real talking heads on CNN and MSNBC lie to the American people because they think most people are stupid and say, the statute of limitations in this case because of the fact that he traveled and was out of state does not apply. That is not true. Look it up and you will find out that the statute of limitations does not apply if you're unfindable. If he were to have disappeared off the planet and went to some island out in the Bahamas somewhere where nobody could find him, and no one heard a word from him, then if he were to return, that is correct. The statute of limitations does not expire because it technically doesn't start until you can find him. Donald Trump was the president of the United States of America and was running for president the whole time. He was the most easily findable person on the planet. So how in the world are you going to sit here and tell me the statute of limitations does not apply because he wasn't always in the state? You don't have to be in the state. All you have to be is findable. That's all you have to be, folks. Don't take my word for it. This is something that Democratic lawyer Alan Dershowitz has stated time and time again. You can't bring these charges. Number one, the statute of limitations is over. Number two, you can't prove anything even happened. Number three, the worst case scenario, it's a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. It just can't happen. But it is happening. It is happening, supposedly. Now, there's been a hold on his supposed arrest because there's a little bit of dissension in the ranks because some people are realizing if we file this and this backfires, some of our licenses may be on the line. Probably what happened. I'm going to give you my evaluation of what I think probably happened. Donald Trump had Michael Cohen as his attorney, as his lawyer. During the campaign, he was a very busy man. And he probably said, anything legal that crops up that you know about, take care of it. That's why you're on a retainer. If something of legal consequence happens, be it taxes or whatever it happens to be, whatever legal things need to be taken care of, you're on a retainer, take care of it. Cohen, being a liar, and we'll get to him in a minute, Cohen being a liar and a fraud and a cheat, heard of Stormy Daniels' allegations and said, Well, you know, if I run back to Trump with this, he's going to say sue her for slander and false allegations. That's going to make me work even harder, and I'm going to have to file this paperwork and that paperwork, and it's going to drag out for months. And on top of dragging out for months, it's not going to work out good for him because it's going to be in the news every day. What does she want, $100,000? That's pocket change. And folks, that's what he did. Cohen paid Stormy Daniels out of his own pocket without the knowledge or consent of Donald J. Trump. Then what Cohen did was to bill Donald Trump in increments for his time, $35,000 here, $35,000 there, that covered the expenditure of paying off Stormy Daniels. What does that mean, you ask? Well, here's what it means. It means Trump had no knowledge of it, so he can't be guilty. He didn't pay her with campaign funds, so he can't be guilty. He didn't pay her with his own money, so he cannot be guilty. And there you have it. There is no case. There is zero case here, folks. A zero case. But it does not matter because this case is not about justice, and it's never been about justice. Alvin Bragg is a Soros-funded prosecutor, and his job is not to uphold the law. Far from it. This is a man who said he wanted certain robberies to be put down to misdemeanors, bank robberies even. Oh, we got to reduce the sentences on criminals. We got to reduce these arcane felony laws. Some of these are just misdemeanors. We got to lighten the load here. Oh, but he doesn't want to lighten the load when it comes to Donald Trump. He actually wants to make up charges. I'm hearing dozens of prosecutors, and countless amounts of man time has been put into this, frankly, false prosecution. And what do you think that does? That takes the man hours from other cases. That takes people off other crimes and does not allow them to prosecute those crimes. Now, I heard someone in the black community who gets it speak out and say, you know who this hurts? This hurts the black community because the crime is more rampant there, and it's going to go unpunished because they're devoting all their man hours and all their prosecutors and all their time and effort and money into trying to take down a presidential candidate for the 2024 election for political reasons. That's absolutely true. That's exactly what's going on here. This has nothing to do with right or wrong. Absolutely nothing to do with right or wrong. And you know that they know it because now all of a sudden they're shifting this to, well, we may actually have a better case with him having those supposedly top secret documents. Here we go again. Take a genius to figure out that the entire Democratic Party is shaking in their boots that Donald Trump may end up the president of the United States. Now, I hope that you're a liberal and listening to this show. I really am. I hope that you're a Democrat and listening to this show because I need to ask you a question. I don't care if you hate Trump. I need to ask you a question. Why do they fear him so much? There's been other Republicans who ran and won and beat Democrats. And they may have bad things to say about his policy. They may have bad things to say about him as far as his political acumen. They may disagree with everything he says he's going to do and strenuously object. But they don't try to ruin the man. They don't try to arrest the man. They don't try to get him on bogus charges. They don't try to implement the law as a weapon. When you see this happening, the very first thing you have to ask yourself is why. And usually the answer is self-preservation. It's not necessarily about, well, we think Trump might beat Biden or whoever we run. DeSantis could probably beat Biden or whoever you run. It's not about that, folks. It's about what Donald Trump knows and what he will do and what they know he will do. Terrified. They are terrified to the point where they will use the law as a weapon. And that is not only evil, it's scary. Now, George Soros, that's what he wants to do. He wants to divide this nation. He wants the United States to be plunged into chaos. He said it a million times. I don't know why people, and I still get people who say, why are you so down on George Soros? Have you listened to anything he said? At one point in his career, he said, my ultimate goal in the world, my lifetime, is to destroy the United States of America. I'll take him at his word. I'll take him at his word. And he's using his billions of dollars to do it in every conceivable way, from funding BLM rioters who had nothing, no care in the world what happened to George Floyd. They just wanted to create chaos. You know, I talk to people who are decent people who went out and protested the Floyd thing saying, you know, I really feel that was unjust. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I really think there is a slight slant to the way the police treat African-Americans as opposed to others. Okay, that's fine. But that wasn't good enough for Soros. Now, he had to fund people who set fire to buildings, smashed windows, encouraged people to loot, to the point where we can basically prove that he had a shipment of bricks delivered to a certain area, told Antifa where those bricks would be. You can see them on videotape literally walking down the street right up to a covered pile that no one would know what was in it. And uncovering it, they knew. They knew where the bricks was going to be. He wants chaos. He wants lawlessness and anarchy in the streets of the United States of America. And he rightfully assumes that if Donald Trump is unjustly persecuted, that his base will become very angry. And the Democrats are just salivating at, I wonder if we can whip up Trump fans enough so that we can encourage them to do some damage to a courthouse or threaten. And already bomb threats are coming into the courthouse. And I wonder how many times, you know, a liberal has, he's a Trump supporter and I'm going to bomb your courthouse unless you leave Donald Trump alone. Yeah, we get it. We understand your tricks. Let's make the Trump supporters look like violent, neo-Nazi, white supremacist crazoids. Except I've never met one. I've never met one. You know, I've been a supporter of Donald Trump for many years. I've never met one. Not one. Now, does one exist? I'm sure one exists somewhere, but I've never met him. Just like I'm sure there are supporters of the left wing who want to, you know, bomb police stations, like the Weather Underground did. But Barack Obama still was buddy-buddy with them. Had his announcement party at the house of the leader of the Weathermen, who bombed police stations. But that was okay. That was fine. Nothing to see here, just like with Bill Clinton. Now here's the good news. This is going to backfire, and it's going to backfire huge. It's already backfiring. That's why they are in panic mode. That's why they have not yet indicted him. Because they're talking it over with their friends in the Democratic Party, saying, should we go through with this? Is it going to do us more harm than good? I mean, we thought it was going to make everybody turn their backs on Trump, but that's not what we're seeing in the polls. It's not what we're seeing. We're seeing more support. Now the support's growing. Did we make a mistake? Yes, you did. And I'll tell you where you made a mistake. It's not with the ideological Democrats and the liberals. They're jumping up and down like the women from The View saying, oh, boy, Trump's going to jail. You don't care if he's guilty or innocent. You just like the fact that someone you don't agree with is going potentially to go to prison. Boy, that makes you so happy. That makes you a very evil person, by the way. I don't wish jail on somebody I disagree with. I disagree with everything. Everything, almost everything, not everything. I disagreed with almost everything Barack Obama did. I didn't want him to go to jail. I didn't see him doing anything that would merit him going to jail. I disagree with every single thing that Brian Seltzer says. I don't want him to go to jail. I don't see anything he did that's worthy of going to jail. But that's not what the Democrats want. The Democrats want anyone who opposes us politically should be thrown in the gulag, because that's who they are, folks. They show you every day who they are. Their actions show you every day who they are. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, the Trump fans were chanting, lock her up about Hillary Clinton. Yes, they were. Because what Hillary Clinton did does not approach anywhere close to a comparison with documents that obviously Joe Biden had, obviously Mike Pence had, obviously Donald Trump had, obviously both Bushes had, obviously Barack Obama had. They all do it. What Hillary Clinton did was have a private server in which sensitive information was being passed that could be and was proven, by the way, proven to have been hacked, to have been hacked by foreign sources. That, in fact, should merit some legal ramifications. So when the Trump fans were chanting lock her up, what they meant is hold her accountable. Donald Trump was in power. He could have ordered it. Did he do it? No, he did not. He did not take out his anger and his political ideology on his opponent. He just said, Hillary Clinton. Yeah, we know what she did. Whatever. Had the situation been reversed, Hillary Clinton would have put Donald Trump in prison if she could have. And this is what's happening right now with Joe Biden. Trying to put Donald Trump in prison so he cannot run. It's backfiring big time. The polls show it. And again, it's not coming from the Democrats. You're not swaying Democrats' mind. I've talked to some Democrats who've literally, I don't care if he's guilty or not, I just want him to go to prison. I don't care if gas is $10 a gallon as long as he's not the president. As long as I can afford food, I don't care if people can't. Because that's who you are. That's who you are as people. I got news. I can afford $10 gas too. I got news. I can afford $8 a dozen eggs. I can afford that. My heart does not bleed for myself. I'll be fine. My heart bleeds when I see people having to make a decision. Do I buy my medication or do I eat? You don't care. I do. That's the difference. You say you're for the little people, but you're not, and you show it every single day that you're not. You're for the elite. You're for prosecuting your political opponents. You're for crushing anyone who disagrees with you, even though the majority are working class, blue-collar people, persecute them. There are people in jail for the January 6th thing that does not belong in jail. You don't care. When tapes came out clearly showing some of these people were unfairly prosecuted, you didn't speak up. You didn't say, well, wait a minute. Now, we didn't see that. Having seen that, I must say, in the interest of justice, we probably should hold a retrial of this because we weren't made aware of this. No, you didn't do that. You said, it doesn't matter. They're just showing that one side of it. Well, what did you do? You showed one side of it. And when someone else showed the other side, you called for him to lose his job and be prosecuted for doing it. How dare he? How dare he interrupt our narrative? How dare he show the truth? How dare that man do that? That's who you are. And if you support this side, that's who you are. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm telling you the truth. That's who you are. They can't make it any plainer. If you're supporting this, you are supporting a fascist regime. Now, I want to tell you that we have prosecutors in this country who are allowing real criminals out on the streets daily to reoffend and reoffend and reoffend, who are calling for different laws to be made to lessen their jail time, to lessen the offense, pretty much normalizing crime. But boy, they can't wait to put your political opponents in prison. Right? Can't wait, salivating at the thought of it. And so are all their supporters. You know who they're losing? They're losing the independents. And guess who's going to decide this election in 2024? It's not going to be the Democrats. Not going to be the Republicans. It's going to be the independents, folks. The independents are going to sway this election. And the polls show that the independent voters in this country absolutely livid about this intended persecution of Donald Trump. And something like 68 or 69% of them are saying this is unjust and outrageous. They're not going to vote for that side. They're not going to do it. You've lost the independents. You've lost the independent vote. For the greater part, you've lost the independent vote. Congratulations. You screwed yourself. Keep going. And that will probably go up to 75%, 79%. And then what's going to happen come election day when that 79% of independents who's going to sway this country say, I can't vote for people who would do that. I can't vote for people who condone that. I may not like Donald Trump's personality. I may not even like a few of his policies. But he didn't do that. He didn't attempt to jail his political opponents when he had power. So I can't vote for him. And guess what? You're screwed. You lose the election. And I'm glad, because this is exactly what you deserve. You've showed your hand. You're not even pretending anymore. Before, you used to pretend, we're not like this. We're being called this, but we're really not like this. Now you're just like, yeah, that's who we are, and that's what we are. Now what are you going to do about it? That's your attitude. I think the American people are going to show you what they're going to do about it. You've blown it this time. Now, I hate to say this, but I'll tell you somebody else who may have blown it, and that is Ron DeSantis. I like Ron DeSantis. I like Ron DeSantis a lot. I think he's a fighter. I think he's a common sense guy. I think he's younger blood in the Republican Party, and I think he would make a wonderful president. But not this election. And I think he may have blown it, and I'll tell you why. When Ron DeSantis was asked a question about this persecution of Donald Trump, he kind of made a joke about it and said, well, I don't know much about paying off prostitutes and porn stars or anything like that, so I really couldn't comment. And it's, you know, he thought it was being flippant and funny and taking a jab at Trump. But that's not how a lot of the American people took it. They took it as, why didn't you speak up against wrongful prosecution? Why didn't you say this is an outrage, despite the fact that Donald Trump and I may have minor differences, or we may be competitors at some point? This is outrageous. This can't happen in this country. You can't have people persecuting people based on their fact that they're a political opponent. He never said that. Waiting for that. People were waiting for DeSantis to say, no, this is wrong. He didn't do it. And I think Ron made a huge mistake. And maybe it's not too late. Maybe in the next day or two, he'll say, you know, I was making a flippant joke, but at the end of the day, this is wrong. This can't happen in this country, and everything will be okay. But until he does, he's lost some support. Because, again, there are Trump supporters that were on the fence saying, well, I mean, I prefer Trump, but if DeSantis wins the primary, I will vote for him. Now I've heard from Trump supporters who said, based on that answer, I will not vote for him. Now, Ron is, listen, if you're in front of a microphone 18 hours a day like Ron DeSantis, you're going to make some mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. Come out and say you made the mistake, Ron. Come out and say, I was joking about it because it's so ridiculous. I was joking about it because it's so ridiculous that in this country, You can be persecuted for no other reason than you have an R next to your name. What they're trying to do here, I'm very clear on what they're trying to do, and it's anti-American, it's anti-justice, and it's outrageous. But you got to say it quick, because if you don't say that in the next little while, that's not going to be good for you if you do decide to run for president. Now, I've said, and I'm probably wrong, and I admit I'm probably wrong, but I've said from the beginning, so I'll stick with it, I don't think DeSantis is running. I know it looks like he's running because he's doing the book tour, which just happens to be all the states you'd go to if you're trying to be a political candidate. And I know he's lost a little weight and looks like he's in better shape, and he's doing all the things that somebody does before they run for president. But these polls keep showing that it's not that close. And if Ron DeSantis is a smart man, and I believe he is a smart man, I believe he's a very smart man, I think Ron DeSantis would say, why should I take a chance and isolate half of the base in 2024 when I'm almost a shoo-in in 2028? I'm a young man, very young. 2028, 4 years difference, 3 years before the campaign starts, isn't going to make much difference to me. And not only will I probably have the endorsement of Donald Trump at that time, I'll probably have the whole MAGA movement endorsement. And there won't be anybody who could stop me. Why would you take the chance now? I don't think it's a good idea. As much as I like DeSantis, I don't think it's a good idea. And I'll tell you another reason why. DeSantis, if he wins, he's got to think about four more years afterwards. So there's certain things he will not do, just like Donald Trump didn't do them in the first 4 years. If Donald Trump wins, he can't run again. He's going to go scorched earth, folks. He's going to show you how the hot dog's made, and he's going to hold people responsible for their actions, and that includes some Republicans. I don't think I'm just hammering the Democrats here. That includes some Republicans. And I got news. I don't think DeSantis can do that. DeSantis is going to need to build allies, and DeSantis is going to need to make sure, you know, he's in a good position for his next reelection. Come in and do the four-year scorched earth. And then DeSantis can come in and have his eight. And that sounds a lot better to me. Now, I've said from the very beginning, and again, it will not happen. I don't think it will happen based on what's happened so far. But I think a Trump-DeSantis ticket cannot be beat. I think the support for Trump-DeSantis 2024 would basically have the Democrats throw their hands up in the air and say, okay, well, we've lost this one. Who do we run next cycle? Because whoever we run this time, it's not beating that ticket. So if this is really about the country, if this is really about Donald Trump wanting this country to come back full strength, which I think he does, and if this is really about Ron DeSantis wanting this country to be the best it can possibly be, and I think he does, put aside any little minor differences, and they must be very minor, and see if you can work out that ticket, because that is what's best for America. Now, I know there's a lot of Ron DeSantis supporters, and again, I'm telling you, I love Ron DeSantis. But what is he going to say on a debate stage with Donald Trump? Donald Trump's going to say, This is my thoughts on the border. I agree with you. This is my thoughts on, North Korea. I agree with you. This is my thoughts on the Ukraine. I agree with you. The only thing he's going to be able to say is I'm Donald Trump younger. That's kind of the only thing he's going to be able to say. There's not a lot of difference in the policies. Admittedly, this came right out of Ron DeSantis' mouth. There's not much with Donald Trump I disagree with, except his mannerism. Okay. Well, that's not going to win you the debate. So, again, how about we work that out? If this is really about this country, how about we work that out? Because, folks, we can't have this. We can't have the Democrats deciding that they're going to jail political opponents. Now, I know people are going to go nuts and say, do you really support people smashing windows at the Capitol building and going in? No, I don't support people smashing windows at the Capitol building and going in. Here's also what I don't support. I don't support putting people in jail for 8 years for trespassing. My God, the prosecutors are saying, oh, some guy mowed his wife down with a car and attempted to murder her, but we only gave him a probation. And he immediately got back behind the wheel and drove through a crowd of Christmas parade goers, including children, and killed a dozen of them. He didn't merit 8 years in jail. He didn't merit 8 years in prison. But my God, you set foot on the carpet of the house that your taxes pay for, and by God, you're going to pay for it. By God, you're going to pay for it. Dare your soiled feet touch the carpets that the elites touch. Okay, let's say they trespassed. So you charge them with trespassing. Yeah, you trespassed. Here's a fine, or you're spending 30 days in jail, or whatever the hell it happens to be. Hey, you smashed a window, you're paying for it, or you're going for a little longer. I'm okay with that. I think most Republicans are okay with that. But when you lie and you say, this ridiculous QAnon shaman guy smashed the windows in, threatened the police, run amok, and then we see he didn't do any of those things. None of them at all. The police were following him around trying to open doors for him. Then explain to me the logic behind he was invited in, yet he trespassed. He didn't cause any damage, yet he's a vandal. The police were allowing him to do what he wanted to do, yet he was fighting the police and causing them bodily injury or at least putting them in danger. None of that is true. The truth doesn't matter anymore to the Democrats. They don't care. They live in a world of delusion where a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man. A child can decide their sexuality. The world is going to end in a year unless we all eat crickets and stop driving. And Donald Trump is bad no matter the fact that he was easily the best president in my lifetime and the one who brought the best economic success to the United States of America. And we're living in the greatest economy in the world right now, according to the Democrats. They're in a delusion. They live in fantasy land, and they want you to live in that same fantasy land. It's not enough that they believe it. Don't believe me? Well, what about this this deal with the transsexuals, right? Oh, I am a woman. Well, you don't look like a woman. Well, you have to call me a woman. Why do I have to call you a woman? Why do I have to deny my thoughts on you because you want to be that way? How about if I said every woman in the world has to say I'm gorgeous? Every woman in the world has to say I'm good looking. I don't care who you are. If you don't say that, then you must hate the Irish. You're anti-Irish. I don't want to hear any woman say anything except, my God, he's adorable. You'd be like, well, that guy's delusional. How dare he tell me what I have to think? Well, that's what they're doing. It's not enough. You want to feel like a woman? Great. Feel like a woman. Be happy. Don't tell me how I have to interact with you. I don't have to be told how to interact with you. I have the right to interact peacefully any way I want with you. Any way I want. Because we used to be the land of the free. Now, I wouldn't walk up to somebody dressed in drag and be like, hey, man, everybody knows you're a dude. You look terrible. I wouldn't do that because I'm not rude. But I refuse to say, with a man who has a beard as long as the guy's from Duck Dynasty and says, I'm a woman and you have to say ma'am to me. No, I don't have to. No, I don't. What law says I have to do that? Your delusion is not my concern. And I don't have to pat you on the ass and go along with your delusion. I'm under no obligation to do that. Why should I be? Because you live in fantasy land, just like the Democrats live in fantasy land. Oh, Donald Trump is an evil, terrible person. Prove it. Russian collusion? Couldn't prove it. Cheated on his taxes? Couldn't prove it. Quid pro quo with the president of the Ukraine? Couldn't prove it. Tried to blackmail the Georgia election people to find votes for him? Couldn't prove it. Russian hookers peeing on him in a bed in a hotel? Couldn't prove it. Not only could you not prove that, but the funny thing is the people, even Democrats, who knew Donald Trump well for so many years, said Donald Trump is like a germaphobe. So the last thing in the world he's going to do is have Russian hookers peeing on him. Hilarious. It's goddamn hilarious. See, we're living in an age now where they say he is our political rival. We don't know if he's committed a crime, but we know we need him to be a criminal. So what your job is to do is to research everything you can on him, and anything that seems even slightly off center, we are going to try to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. That's not how the law works. The law works, a crime is committed, find the man who does it, who did it, or the woman. Not, we found a woman or a man we want to prosecute, find a crime, we can do it. That's what they're doing. They're finding the person they want to target, and then trying to manufacture a crime, as opposed to finding a crime and finding the person who did it. And that's not how the justice system works. And if we allow the justice system to work that way, we are doomed. We are doomed. So when I see someone like Alan Dershowitz, who I'm assuming certainly didn't vote for Donald Trump, when I see someone like a Matt Taibbi, who certainly did not vote for Donald Trump, speak out and say, we can't have this. This is ludicrous. And this is going to throw us into a fascist regime, a third world country. I maintain a little hope. I maintain a little hope. Because if you're going to give me an Alan Dershowitz, who regardless of how you feel about him, is a great legal mind, or a Matt Taibbi, regardless of how you feel about him, is an actual journalist, instead of a stooge and a propagandist. And you're going to put them against Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg. Guess who I'll take intellectually? Guess who I'll listen to? Whoopi Goldberg, who thinks, oh, the Holocaust had nothing to do with anti-Semitism. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. These are the people you're putting on television. These are the people who are trying to tell you, the viewing audience, what's going on. The show should be called Lack of View. They have no view at all. They just make up garbage. Oh, but when Alan Dershowitz, a Democrat, says, I'm sorry, there's no case here. I mean, I'm a legal scholar. I've done this my whole life long. I've looked at this thing, and there is absolutely nothing here. What do the left say? Instead of saying, well, you know, Mr. Dershowitz is, in fact, a legal scholar of high degree, and so we have to consider his opinion as a valid opinion. No, no, no. That's not what they do. You know what they say? He's a Trump supporter. He's been paid off. He must be taking illegal money from Trump, with their face all curled up like they're possessed by the devil, screaming at the top of their lungs like nuts. They're a doomsday cult, and anyone who stands in their way has got to be eliminated. That's the way they feel. Justice does not matter, but it's backfiring, folks. It's backfiring huge. Because I'm telling you, the independent voters are not having it. There's always going to be a certain amount of people who's going to vote for the Republicans. And there's always going to be a certain amount of people who will always vote Democrat. And truthfully, they're about even. Little slight favoritism toward the left, but not as much as you think. It's always the independent voters who decide these elections. Always. And they're not having this. And Alan Bragg and the Democratic Party and the Biden administration are clearly seeing this. They watch the numbers. Trump is going to be indicted. See where the numbers go. See if people are starting to lose their support for Donald Trump now that we said that. It's went up. What do the independent voters say? Their support went up? Hold the phone. Maybe we better not do this. Do you see how they're trying to apply justice? They're trying to apply justice on political poll. And you're going to allow this? Now, I realize there are people out here who vote Democrat who don't listen to the news every single day or whatever. I'm not blaming you. I'm saying you have to wake up, though. You have to wake up. It's not enough to say, I heard Rachel Maddow say Trump is evil and that's good enough. No, it's not good enough. Do you want innocent people to be persecuted? No, you don't. So wake up, do your fact-checking, and realize that the people who are telling you this are not out for your best interests. Because eventually, my friends on the left, they're going to come for you. That's what's going to happen. Eventually, they're going to hit a subject that you think they're wrong about. Eventually, they're going to say, I think the legal age of consent should be 12. And you're going to have a 12-year-old daughter and say, absolutely not. And they're going to say, oh, really? That's the way you feel, huh? Wonder what crimes you've committed. I think we better look at your social media account. I think we better pull your taxes. I think we better keep an eye on you. And then you're going to cry about it. You give these people this kind of power, and you think they're not going to come for you eventually, then you have lost your mind. They want complete control. Complete. And that doesn't include you, and it doesn't include Joy Behar, and it doesn't include Whoopi Goldberg. They're small potato nobodies. They want all the power. And if you oppose them in any way, like Bill Maher did, and he found out, didn't he? When Bill Maher said this thing about COVID is absolutely outrageous, all of a sudden Bill Maher's been red-pilled. Bill Maher needs to be banned. Bill Maher shouldn't be able to talk. Oh, he was your darling before, though, right? Russell Brand, who was practically a communist 5 years ago, suddenly woke up and said, wait a minute. There's stuff here that's not right. All of a sudden, you're a Trumper. You're one of those crazy Trumpers. And now he's finding out, wait a minute, you can't say anything against the left. They have to be perfect or all automatically you're evil. Automatically you're an enemy. Matt Taibbi says, I'm only trying to be a journalist and tell you the truth. Yeah, you're being paid off. You're a Trumper. Now he's on TV saying, what the hell? I've been a Democrat my whole life. I say one thing that's factually provable against the Democratic Party, and I'm public enemy number one and a Trumper. You know what the sad part is, folks? They say you're a Trumper as if you're supposed to be ashamed of it. Based upon what the liberal left and the Democratic Party have become, I'm not only proud, I'm honored to be a Trumper. You bet I am. You bet I am. But I'm going to tell you this. If you can prove to me beyond reasonable doubt that Donald Trump tried to sell top secret documents to China, tried to elicit money from foreign dignitaries so his family could be enriched, I'll drop my support in a heartbeat. We've proven that about the Bidens. Why aren't you dropping your support? We've proven the Bidens did exactly that. Extorted the Ukraine, and China has been paying off their family for years. This is now proven. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's proven. Why are people not dropping their support for him? Because they don't care. If Donald Trump put a D next to his name and said, I'm running as a Democrat from now on, and my platform is we're lowering the age of consent to 12 years old, and transgenders are going to be hired above everybody else, and reparations are going to be given, the Democrats would say, he's a wonderful man. He's always been a wonderful man. We never said anything bad about him. If you heard us say anything bad about him, you're a liar. You're an enemy of the state. We always supported Donald Trump. That would be their platform then, folks. And if you said, wait a minute, I seen you with my own eyes try to take him down. No, we never did that. You're lying. Look into that person. They're dangerous. They're crazy. They're a mob. Let me go to the phones. Tom from New York, are you there?
I am here. Pardon my voice. I'm a little under the weather. But let me tell you how peculiar that it is that the Donald Trump said on last Saturday that if you'll be arrested on, you know, he's said to be arrested on this past Tuesday because of the stormy patch that he went through in 2006. It was all because 100% that it was revealed that bank records were flagged and they're being reviewed, and a couple of them determined or showed that the Bidens, including Ashley, Haley Biden, the widow of Bo Biden, received $1 million from China.
Yeah.
James Biden, Hunter Biden, all these things are coming out. Now, there was two records that were revealed. There's 11 more. When they asked Joe Biden about it, it's not true. What?
It's not true.
It's not true.
It's not true. Don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe documents. That's all a lie. It's all a lie. You can't see that's a lie? Unbelievable. You must be an enemy of the state. But here's what cracks me up. Donald Trump possibly, and I don't even know if it's true, possibly decides I'm going to have a one-night stand with a porn star. And he's an evil, horrible, misogynistic bastard. Hunter Biden not only sleeps with his dead brother's wife, not only walks around naked in front of his underage niece, not only is smoking crack in front of his underage niece, but fathers a baby by a stripper and a prostitute and denies it while he's married to his brother's widow. He's fine. Joe Biden called him the smartest person I've ever known. That's what Joe Biden said. That's the smartest person I've ever known. Where's the outcry? No outcry. He's just having fun. You know, like Bill Clinton did when he was literally in the Oval Office having a sexual relation with a girl young enough to be his daughter while his wife was upstairs. That's perfectly fine with the left. You'll hear no bitching. You'll hear no complaining because they got a D next to their name. And that's a get-out-of-jail-free card. You can't do anything to them. You think it's an accident that this country closed down mom-and-pop stores and churches but left open liquor stores and big chain stores? You think that's an accident? Remember when Donald Trump said, by Easter, we're opening up this economy. We cannot keep it closed, folks. We cannot. And what did the left say? He's trying to kill everyone. He's trying to kill everyone. He's a nut. Everyone is going to die because of Donald Trump. Now what do we find out? Oh, no, we should have never closed the economy. The masks made no difference. The vaccine made no difference. Closing the stores made no difference. None of it made any difference. In retrospect, it was a mistake. Oh, then that means Donald Trump was right. And Joe Biden closed down this economy for I don't know how long. And then the silly son of a bitch has the nerve to say, I inherited the worst economy ever. Are you kidding? I mean, do you honestly think anyone believes that with an IQ above a potato? Why'd you close the churches, Joe? Walmart's okay to be open. Liquor stores are okay to be open. You're hauling people out of churches and arresting them. That's interesting. It's a very interesting thing. I can't imagine anyone who is a religious person ever voting for somebody that would do that. I mean, I just don't understand it. I know people say, how can you vote for him if he had an affair on his wife? How can you vote for him if the first thing, okay, you claim Donald Trump had an affair on his wife? How can you vote for Joe Biden, whose first mission in life was close the churches? Make sure the liquor stores stay open, but close those churches. I mean, I would argue that if people really needed the church, it was at that time when there were people who were very fearful. There were people who were panicking. There were people who really wanted to turn to their faith, and you denied them that opportunity, didn't you? And you did it on purpose, by the way, because you thought they might find some comfort there, and you didn't want them to have comfort. You wanted them to stay fearful because you can control fearful people. That's why you do that. That's exactly why you do that. 200 people can be in Walmart. 10 people can't be in house of worship. Why? I want that explained to me. You're telling me there's no war here on Christianity? You're telling me there's no war here on people of faith? Are you kidding? I'm not super religious, and I can see it. If I can see it, holy mackerel. You can't see that? You can't see that they want to diminish our morals by eliminating the church? God, this is as plain as the nose on your face. They don't want you to grow up with any morals or sense of a higher power because they want to be the power. Do you understand that? They don't want any God before them because they want to be your God. Well, I got news for you. I'm not eating crickets. I'm not calling a man a woman. I'm not telling my 8-year-old they can dress any way they want to. And you're not my God. And you're never going to be. Because if you took over tomorrow, then I'm going down with my dignity, and I'm going down with my beliefs, and I'm going down with my honor, because you're not taking that from me. That is the one thing you cannot take from me. That's why they fear the religious people, because they know the one thing they cannot take from them is their faith. And they fear that faith. Trust me. You ever see the old vampire movies where you hold up a cross and the vampire is supposed to be afraid of it? And then the one movie they said, it's not about the cross. It's about the faith. That's why the vampire fears the cross. It's not the sign of it. You can hold it up. If you have no faith, it doesn't work. It's the faith. That's what they fear. They fear your faith is going to tell you right from wrong. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, they fear that your faith is going to tell you what's right from wrong, and they're wrong. And they got to convince you they're right, and that's not going to happen unless they persecute you. So they persecute the parents at school board meetings. They persecute their political opponents. They persecute the religious to maintain their power forever. That is what fascists do. This, in fact, is a fascist regime, folks. That's a fascist regime. And I am not going to stop talking about it. Simple as that. Coley, you're going to get the final word. We got under a minute left.
Well, I will simply say this. You say, you asked the question of why would you vote for somebody who had an affair on his wife, potentially or allegedly? Why would you vote for a guy whose current vice president called him a racist on the debate stage? Well, right. Believe all women, huh? Why would you vote for the same person, the current vice president?
We're going to get cut off, but you're absolutely right. It's hypocrisy at its finest, and most normal people can see it, folks. Thanks for listening.